like women, or I'm inspired by women who have aspirations and dreams of their own, and who overcome all sorts of hurdles to realize those dreams. In this case, in the case of Shakuntala Devi, I think what I find really inspiring is that she's someone who wanted to have it all and who couldn't understand why being a woman should limit that or should change that.
You know, you said have it all. You know, that's like every woman's biggest struggle. Can I have it all? Will I ever get a chance to have it all? Or maybe they just can't have it all.
Maybe the fact that, you know, from the age of 3, when her gift was first discovered, she'd been doing shows. She was used to applause. She was used to earning money. She was literally running her family. So you feel a sense of achievement and power. And like you feel like you're in charge. You're a very confident person. You've literally been like the man, you know, in the conventional sense. The one who brought the bread home was a man.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I think she had that attitude that, you know, I've done that, so I can do whatever I want. I can have whatever I want. And that's so amazing. Because, you know, she didn't judge or critique herself for wanting everything in life or for getting it, because she did.
You know, urges me to ask you whether you relate to that idea. Do you judge yourself ever as an individual, as an actor?
Yes, of course. I think, firstly, as a girl, as a woman, I've judged myself a lot. And, you know, you're always wondering whether you're going to get people's approval, acceptance, blah, blah, blah. Being a public figure made me realize that the only person I needed to validate me was me. Yeah. But that realization has happened over a period of years. You know, it didn't happen overnight.
You know, one of the key aspects of Shakuntala Devi's role is what you just said, like being the breadwinner. Somehow we find it so difficult to accept a woman who's a breadwinner. And even if she is, it's impossible to talk about her as that. Why?
I know families where the woman literally is the breadwinner, but she'll hand over her earnings to the man.
Yes.
You know, it happens not just when you have a father or a husband. I've seen families where women hand over their earnings to the son or to the brother. So basically you're saying that because money is power, you cannot have a woman be powerful.
One of the aspects of, again, Shakuntala Devi has been sort of this person who's also a bit in love with herself. Like, you know, she knows she has talent. She likes to dress up nicely, go out there. Many ways it defies the notion of a mathematician, and tragically we box that idea through centuries.
Yeah, you know, isn't that amazing? Because even I have this notion that, forget a mathematician, anyone who likes maths would be a bit nerdy or geeky. It's a very unfair perception, I must say. But, you know, I don't know. We've always associated maths with dull and boring. I guess maybe it's the way it's been taught to us. But I was just so amazed that here was a mathematician, and not even just a mathematician. She was a human computer, for God's sake. You would think that she's, I don't know, going around with a big heavy head or something like that. None of the sort. She wore it so lightly. She enjoyed life. She, you know, she liked to dress up. She liked to dance. She liked to eat. She liked to enjoy herself.
And in your film, you're seen changing your outfits and wearing vibrant colors, like I imagine Shakuntala Devi loved to do. You know,
till the very end, she wore bright lipsticks, orange and pink and red and all of that.
But you know, it's interesting how when we look at such women on the screen, we wonder, there's that. And then when women are wearing salwar suits, they're called behenjis. If they choose to wear jeans, they're called mods. You know what I mean? Like, there's all kinds of strange vocabulary around us. And we still live by these things. We hold on to it despite us all speaking up.
You know, she was a she's probably the coolest woman I've come across. And she wore saris to every show of hers.
Yeah.
She didn't associate it with being traditional or conservative. She was far from any of that. She just did what she wanted, yeah. So I think we need to also break out of this. You know, like for example, if someone wears their hair short, we still have those, you know, prejudices.
Yes.
We're probably not even aware of it.